Welcome back to another episode of Whiteboard Weekly, the Whiteboard Daily Podcast. That's a little redundant, isn't it, Carl?
Yeah, it is. It's a work in progress, right? I figured, you know, people could just refer to it as just Whiteboard Weekly rather than the Whiteboard Daily Podcast or whatever. But anyway, I like Whiteboard Weekly.
Well, plus, as we've learned, Whiteboard Daily implies
yes,
every day.
Yes.
And while I enjoy talking to you, I don't know that we have time to do a podcast every single day.
No, I think actually Whiteboard Daily, the name actually is probably one of the reasons why it's been well received throughout the community is because people can expect something daily. And so that's probably why they follow it. And it's made me it's kind of forced to make sure people get good stuff on the daily. But man, I don't mind that. I love doing it. But the same thing applies for Whiteboard Weekly. If we say something's going to be weekly, then we better make sure that we're providing some good stuff weekly. And I think it's forced us to stay disciplined and dedicated, and we've had no problems with that so far.
Yeah, I'm up early over here. I mean, it's not that early, but we're recording earlier than usual, which is good. And you know, I agree with any business. A lot of people want to, you know, be entrepreneurs until it's time to do entrepreneurial type stuff. And yep. I think one of the biggest pieces of advice I can give to an aspiring entrepreneur would be consistency is king, like your drawing.
Yep. You are 100% correct. You really got to make sure. Yeah. Like you said, man, people want to be entrepreneurs, but until they actually, it just takes time and effort, man. Really, that's what it comes down to, just time and effort and dedication and making sure that you show up every day and you clock in and make sure you bring the good stuff every single day. That dedication is a massive part of it. Consistency is a massive part of it. So I'm really excited about the queue that we're going to talk about today. I think it has a wide variety of ways that you can use it. It's not just a specific cue for a specific movement, but it applies to many different types of movements. So yeah, man, do you want to do the intro?
Yeah, so without further ado, if you go back to October 11th of 2019 and you write perfect FBF for 20.1, I don't remember what 20.1 was, do you?
I believe it had barbell burpees in it, and so that's probably why I reposted it.
Oh, you know what? It was, if I remember correctly, something like 10 rounds of 8 snatch,
yep,
10 burpee over the bar.
Yep, I think that's what it was.
I remember the time cap was 15 minutes and I went into the gym, didn't think I would do it. And then I did it. And it was, you know, that's what the open's all about, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So from October 11th of 2019, a flashback coaching cue, move with a purpose. Which side are you on in the illustration above? If you're doing barbell burpees, are you methodical and stick to a pattern / rhythm, photo on the left? Or do you let your feet take you wherever they want to go, staggering around with no purpose, photo on the right? If the mind isn't focused on any sort of game plan, when fatigue hits, we tend to wander around trying to catch our breath. It wastes both time and energy. Yeah. Take the rest that you need to stay within your intensity threshold, but stay focused and move with a purpose. And as always, you wrap it up with, I hope you find this valuable. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, this is probably, I mean, you could relate this to anything in CrossFit and any movement, but why specifically did you settle in on the barbell burpee?
I think I set it in specifically because it was a good illustration. Well, first off, I was pulling from personal experience. There's been so many times when I'm like, oh my gosh, these are horrible. This is a horrible movement. By horrible, I mean like it takes a lot of energy to knock these out, for me at least. And I remember coaching these and I remember seeing people just like flailing all around, just allowing themselves to just kind of like wander in between each rep. And I'm like, and I'm thinking, man, like, what does my movement look like? And it made me hone in on making sure that my movement was efficient and that I wasn't dilly-dallying in between each one. Because you're wasting, like I said, and I believe in the caption, you're wasting both time and energy. And those are two things that are extremely valuable, especially when we're talking about a WOD, when we want to be efficient with both of those. So I thought it'd be kind of cool to like do the little ants marching and in the trail. And so that's why I drew it up that way.
Now, I love what you say in here. And I think this is really where we need to dig into this post. You say, take the rest that you need to stay within your intensity threshold, but stay focused and move with a purpose.
Yeah.
I think for most people, when we get into a CrossFit workout, that's what happens. As soon as our intensity skyrockets, right? And for most people, that means they get out of breath. You know, they kind of, their movement pattern starts to deteriorate. We talk about that at level ones. Your training threshold is really where you can be making mistakes in your movement pattern, but also still correcting them.
Yeah, absolutely. There is another really great analogy that Dave Castro has drawn up. This is from an old journal video. And his analogy that he uses is that he's got three targets, right?
Yes.
And so, and I'm sure you probably know what I'm talking about. The three targets, and there's three different shooters at each different target. And one, the target, it shows like five shots and they're clustered right in the center. Okay. And the idea is that that shooter is nowhere near the intensity threshold. And the idea is that they have so much space to push, or so much more ability to push themselves to get better. Okay. The next target shows this, the target, and all the shots are just sprayed all over the place. And the idea is that that shooter is like pushing way past their intensity threshold to the point where they're not even coming close to hitting the target. And again, that's not the optimal scenario. And then the next target, it shows, I believe, like maybe four shots, and they're kind of sprayed, and one is kind of like on the outside of the target. And that right there is your intensity threshold. And that's where we want to push, because it's okay to make a mistake here or there. That's fine when it comes to your fatigue. But if you're all over the place, that's too far. And if you're too clustered in the center where you're hitting every single perfect with perfect form, then you know what? You actually got some wiggle room to actually push yourself a little bit more. I'm sure. Have you seen what I'm talking about?
Well, that used to be the old technique lecture at level ones.
Yep.
So back in the day when Coach Glassman would present it, it would be like you're talking about three targets.
Yep.
Yeah. And if you, you know, miss the target or hit the outskirts, I'm not a shooter by any means.
Right.
But you can make the same analogy, you know, if it were, shooting baskets or whatever sport you want to consider, CrossFit as well. If you miss the target six times in a row, you're going too fast.
Yep.
But, and this is where there's a big misconception. I wouldn't say misconception, but it's overlooked in the CrossFit world. If you're too perfect, you need to speed up. But my buddy, one of the first people I met in CrossFit, he owned a box in Kingston, New York. He used to say, you got to spill a little tea once in a while.
Ooh, I like that.
Write that down. Let's put that in our notes. I'm definitely constantly typing up notes.
I know you are.
When we're doing these podcasts. After every episode, Carl has like, is inundated by messages from me in our Slack channel. But, you know, and the thought behind what he would say is like, hey, if you're walking with tea and you don't spill any, you're probably not walking fast enough.
Let me tell you another reason real quick. Another reason why I like the tea is not coffee, because with tea, it's prim and proper, and there's like form involved in like holding your teacup, right? If you're saying anything else, any other kind of drink, it doesn't really apply the same way. But like tea is like, okay, we want things to look nice, but every now and then it's okay to like spill a little bit. So anyway, sorry, carry on. I love it.
Plus tea is disgusting and coffee is amazing, right? So let's get real.
I think we're both sipping on some coffee right now.
Oh yeah. It's ritualistic for me. I love sitting down, talking to you and drinking some coffee.
Same
so, thing. You know, and then the third image is, you know, you're hitting, maybe hit one bullseye or whatever you call it in shooting, you know, and everything else is kind of clustered together, where it was like, you know, you see that one, that's when you went a little too fast, but then you reeled it back in. And so that was always the analogy. We don't use that analogy anymore in the technique lecture, but that was always the point. Like, You need to make, that's your threshold speed. If you're moving too perfectly, and then now we talk about it, we usually use the example of grace. And we say, hey, there's, you know, three athletes that are doing grace, you know, and one starts off and rep one to rep 30, you know, look exactly the same. They gently place the bar down at the end and they're like, you know, gently fanning themselves off. And like, oh, that was a challenge, you know, that's too perfect.
Yeah.
And there's the guy who, you know, is dripping sweat, moving all over the box, you know, finishes the workout, looks like he's going to blow his back out, you know, lands in a pile of his own DNA. And you're like, that dude is crazy.
Yeah.
And he went way too fast. And then there's the guy who, if you're a coach, you know, this person, you're like, you know, hey, Johnny, you know, keep those arms long because he pulled early. Hey, Johnny, dig in your heels. Hey, Johnny. And every time you give them a cue, they fix it.
Yeah.
And going back to this picture, something when I give that lecture at the level one, I always tell people, like, you know, those people at the box.
Yeah.
And the image here where the guy's all over the pace or gal, you know, doing these, to me, that represents when you first join CrossFit, you first join your affiliate, there's a handful of people that you look up to. You're like, wow, they're really good. And I want to be like that.
Yeah.
And then slowly over time, you catch up to those people that are all over the place because they're putting intensity in front of technique.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're misunderstanding this idea of like training like a lunatic for actually training with a purpose, which you put out here.
Yeah.
And right. you'll quickly become better than those people.
Yeah, absolutely. I was thinking about back to my inspiration for drawing this and trying to communicate this. I'm always trying to communicate movement, right? Well, and that's what coaches always try to do, is you want to communicate movement. And if you do it with a whiteboard drawing, then hopefully that is visually appealing. Hopefully people understand that. Do you remember the, I don't know about you, but man, like when the newspaper came out, especially on Sunday mornings, I went straight to the comics. Well, I you know, as I got older, I went to the sports section first probably, but man, the comics were like, okay, what do you got? Make me laugh. Let's see what this week's offerings are. And one of my favorite ones was always Family Circus.
Oh yeah. Love right? That. Just and, a little circle, right?
Yeah. It's just a little circle. And there was, every now and then the artist would do, basically he would like do a trail of like where one of the kids would go in the neighborhood. And it was like this long line, right? And they leave it behind like the little dotted line behind them. And I was like, oh, that's a perfect way to kind of illustrate where this athlete is moving all over the place when they're doing a barbell burpee. And I know that you've seen it before too, where, you know, and you want to communicate to them, okay, listen, when you are all over the place, this is what it looks like. You're walking over here and you're picking up your water. You're going over here and you're getting your chalk, and you're walking over here and you're getting your towel. And before you know it, your step counter on your Fitbit or whatever is going off because you're walking all over the place. Let's hone it in. The movement calls for you to go over the barbell, turn around, go back over the barbell. That's all that's required here. Okay. Let's not make this harder than what it is. Let's focus on the movement. Let's move with a purpose. If that's all the requirements are, let's get that done. Move on to your next movement, your next, whatever the movement might ask for in the workout, but let's move with a purpose, get it done. So I hope that is clearly, communicated in this picture, and hopefully it resonates with some people.
Yeah, you know, and you have another drawing out there. I believe it goes slow is fast, fast is smooth.
Slow is fast, fast is smooth. Yep.
And really, it's the same principle. You know, and if we were going to start to look at some other movements, to me, the movement where that expression really resonated as I was going through this CrossFit journey was thrusters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So... And I saw it a lot during this year's CrossFit Games with the athletes doing the 21, you know, friendly Fran, 21 thrusters, 21 chest to bar pull-ups. And the thruster is a great movement to look at, because if you try to go too fast in the thruster, the barbell is going to control you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I call that like doing thrusters for distance, not for time. And, you know, because you realize, like, and I would challenge the listeners, this might be a great challenge, like, videotape yourself. Pick up, I would say, do your Fran rate, like, warm up appropriately, do your Fran rate, and give me 10. And what I want you to do on the first 10 is go as fast as you can. Video yourself and look at things like, where do your elbows go? I almost guarantee you're going to go into your toes. You know, do you finish your rep and have to take a step back? You know, all of these little things. Then, and time it, right? So you, if, as long as you're videoing it, you're timing it, right? On your phone. Now, you know, take 1 to 10 minutes, whatever you need. I want you to still feel fresh. Then do 10 thrusters where at the top, you purposely take a breath.
Yep.
You purposely think about your control on the way down. I'm not saying go slow, but I'm saying, like you say in this drawing, move with a purpose. Like, as soon as it hits your shoulders, go into that next squat. As soon as you come out of that hip extension, drive that barbell overhead. And I would challenge you to do two things. One, obviously, look at that movement pattern. Is it better? And what is your time relative to your fast one? Yeah. Now, there are some people that are monsters out there and their time is going to be significant. You know, 5 to 10 seconds, that might not be sound like a lot, but that was only 10 reps.
Sure.
But the bigger question would be, how do you feel after those 10 reps?
Exactly. Exactly.
So, you know, it's rare that you're only doing 10 reps. If this were Fran, you have 11 to go, or you have 5 to go, or, you know, you, depending on where you are in the workout, you have pull-ups still remaining. So it's not just about how you feel in that moment during those reps. It's how does that impact the remainder of your workout? And then I would say, now when you get to those nines, spill the tea.
Yeah, sure.
Right? I mean, in Fran, in that workout. And that goes that goes for any workout. Even this workout, you know, 20.1, I'm sure on the last round of my burpee over the bar, I looked like the, you know, my footsteps were all over the place.
Yeah, well, because you like you said, it's okay to spill the tea. You got to push yourself. I think about other areas, other movements where this is extremely applicable. I come from a strong rowing background where I took a few years off of just doing competitive rowing competitions. I competed at the Crash Bees, the World Indoor Rowing Championships, and so much time spent on the erg, and you realize the importance of efficiency more than it. For me, I was like, man, like, if you want to talk about efficiency through movement, let's talk about rowing, because there's so many joints moving. Well, you can talk about Olympic weightlifting and gymnastics too, but man, for me, rowing is a perfect example, because you must have this core to extremity movement of legs back, arms, arms back, legs. There's a catch, a recovery, all that stuff. And there's so many different parts that are moving that if you are not moving with a purpose on the erg, you're going to be wasting so much more energy than normal. And I think people, when they're sitting down on that machine and when they start to get uncomfortable and they start to feel the stress, they just let their body do whatever the body wants to do and not what the mind wants to do. And when that happens, you're going to see a massive dip in power output. And you start to see the shoulders come forward, the back starts to round, they start to pull early with the arms because that they feel like that's going to finish the stroke earlier rather than driving all the way through the legs and then opening up the back and then pulling with the arms and then reverse on the recovery. And man, I learned so much. And I think CrossFitters in general too can learn so much by just taking some time to focus on one specific modality. I know that, you know, we talk about being a jack of all trades and a master of none. And, but I'll tell you what, man, if you're able to, I don't know, when you change your perspective on things and focus on getting really good at one thing, you start to really understand the importance of moving with a purpose and moving with efficiency. I don't know. Do you smell when I'm cooking?
I do smell what you're cooking, but it's funny you mentioned rowing, because I did a class evaluation yesterday and the coach did a phenomenal job. And one of the pieces of feedback I gave were, hey, during the general warm-up, I would have liked to see more cueing. And it was a pretty basic general warm-up, but there was rowing in the workout and there was some rowing in the general warm-up. And, you know, she had said, well, where would you have done that? I was like, in the rowing. Like, it's totally overlooked as a place to improve specifically efficiency. And I would tell the listeners, if you're not sure, like, if you're unsure, just think about rowing. Like, we don't really cover it at the level one or level two. It's kind of something I've taken the concept to. I actually took the tester concept to. That's a great story. I should share it. I'll tell you after this. But, you know, one thing I would look for is that chain. Like, is, if that chain's all over the place, that's wasted energy. Yeah. It's the equivalent of a barbell traveling around your body.
Yeah, really. Yeah, just gripping it and ripping it.
Yeah, so this is probably 2008. Concept 2 wanted to launch the specialty seminar. And it, not that I was special. I just had a box in New York, and Concept 2 is based out of Vermont. So they kind of invited the, you know, 20 local affiliates at the time. Coach Glassman was there. And on day one, we kick off with this like crazy team workout. It was me, two other people. I had met one of my, one of the guys. He was actually the owner of a box in Poughkeepsie, New York. And I didn't know the other guy, older guy.
Yeah.
So we do this hard workout. We're yelling at each other, screaming. And then we wrap up the workout. We're high-fiving. And we're like, all right, now we're going to have a lecture from the, you know, founder of Concept 2.
No.
And it was the third teammate.
No way.
Peter, I forget how to say his last name.
It's like Dressing Camp or something.
Yeah, it's like
it's a German name, big time.
Yeah, and I was like, and me and this guy that we worked at, we were like, wow, that was the founder we were just screaming at. And it was just like, to me, it was so cool. It was very reminiscent of Ben and Jerry's. Like, I've always enjoyed their philosophy on business.
Oh, cool.
And it was more just like, hey, we're just part of the crew. Like, we're never going to pay ourselves astronomically more than our lowest paid employee. You know, we treat you no different than we'd want to be treated ourselves. And, you know, it was just a really cool experience to have that.
That would be an honor, really. It's just to, and especially to like, to cue somebody on a machine that they designed, or I don't know, like not that you were like coaching him. I'm sure you're encouraging him, but like if he's on the rower and you're like, yeah, you gotta pull your back more, pull your back, and then he's like, just I invented this.
Yeah, like literally, like I invented this. But it was really enjoyable, and like I said, really fun to be a part of that. Those specialty seminars back in the day were really special because they didn't come around often. So when they did come around, you wanted to take advantage of it.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. It's so weird. I get goosebumps whenever we're talking about, like, I'm such a nerd, like gaining knowledge, especially when it comes to movement and coaching. To me, it's such a passion of mine that it's easy to get like worked up when we're talking about. And also too, talking about like the good old days of like, you know, 07, 08, you know, back when, you know, not many people before this big boom, this big of CrossFit and how popular it is nowadays. And anyway, yeah.
Do you know where the name came from, Concept 2? Because I remember we asked him that.
I'm going to say no. I'm not going to make up something, but go ahead.
It's not as crazy as you think. We were like, you know, was there a Concept 1? And he was like, no, it's just the second concept is always better. So we just went right to Concept 2.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
That was really cool.
Yeah, very neat. Well, okay, cool. So getting back on the topic here, I know that we always tend to stray, and hopefully that is still holding the interest of the listener. But yeah, getting back to moving with a purpose, it applies to so many different aspects, not just, you know, in movement, but also I believe, you know, if we want to talk about the entrepreneurial spirit, if we want to talk about positioning yourself when it comes to business, when it comes to even just like driving to the grocery store, you know, you're not going to take a longer route than what is necessary. You're going to want to drive straight there and straight back. So I hope the people can... I hope this resonates with people, and I hope that people understand with the example that's drawn up here to make sure that they're implementing this into their daily routines. So yeah, man, good stuff.
Do you remember, it's not that long ago, the three S's?
Yeah, of course, man. The three S's: start small, stay true, and stick with it.
I really think, you know, because you said the entrepreneurial spirit, this image, obviously it's relevant for CrossFit. It's relevant for any movement you're doing. But I think so many people, we get primarily coaches that listen to this, or, but even athletes that have a, a dream of doing their own thing one day, being a coach or starting their own business. And, you know, the three S's or move with purpose. It, to me, you know, what I heard from you is also just, you know, stay in your lane.
Yeah.
And not just the literal lane like these burpees, but have your focus. And
yeah.
And if you don't mind a little peek behind the curtain, Carl, yes, for us, you
go
know,
for it.
We, you know, since we've been working together, you know, we're expanding. We have some great new products coming out where, you know, we have our Patreon membership account. But one thing you and I say every single day is all of this is great, but the most important thing is that we're putting out quality coaching cues, perspectives, drawings on Instagram every day. And yeah. I think that's something that really you can learn from this post is, and because I was the all over the place entrepreneur when I owned the box. Like if one of my coaches or members, you know, shook keys at me, it was like keys, shiny key, you know, and I would chase it. Like,
ooh, yeah.
We need, is that another drawing?
No. I'm just thinking about, I'm trying to picture your face. If you see like a shiny object, like a key. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and it was just like, have a party. Okay. I need that. Offer a gymnastics class. Okay. I need to do that. You know, offer a new evening class. Okay. I need to do that. And it was never like, pause, let me think about it. Is this the right decision?
Yeah.
And I think this is, you know, like anything with CrossFit, I think there's carryover to life. Like if you show up at your CrossFit affiliate every day and give it your best, you're probably a better, stronger human being than you were prior.
Yeah.
And a lot of the lessons we learned inside this box, it's, you know, maybe one of my favorite books, like as a teenager, I would read all those like chicken soup books and motivational books. And it was like, everything I need to learn, I learned from Mr. Rogers type of thing.
Oh yeah. I read that book too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like, everything I need to learn, I learned from CrossFit. And it's really,
yeah, it applies to so much. I'll tell you, and I'm really excited actually. I'm really excited about a post that we have coming up. And I think it applies to what we're talking about here in the sense that it's not just CrossFit. It's not just sports or health or fitness, but also just all different aspects of life. And a good friend, I can call him a good friend of mine. If you want to follow him on Instagram, it's Larry the Human. And he is one of the, I'm not even sure what his title is with Active Life. Do you know?
Yeah, he's like one of their head guys.
Yeah, he's one of their head guys. I mean, a phenomenal individual and thinker, and I really enjoy our conversations together. He mentioned something about the smaller the steps, the longer the journey, and that really resonated with me in a sense. And he was talking about in terms of your fitness, and I want people to understand. It's like say. I want people to understand that the importance of small incremental gains over time, rather than going for these massive steps of thinking like, oh, I just started CrossFit yesterday. I want to do a muscle up now. And that's not, I don't want people to focus on that. I want people to focus again, pulling from Chuck Bennington, talking about do less better. I want people to focus on seeing the importance of just taking just small steps. That's all that you need to do. Just small steps forward each day. And that's going to pay off so much more than in the long run, trying to take these long jumps into massive astronomical goals and PRs. Like, don't worry about that stuff. That stuff will come, I promise you. But you got to understand the importance of laying the base of your pyramid and taking small little steps. And over time, that's going to build and grow you to the goals that you want to accomplish in the long run. So, yeah. And same thing applies to this. It's like, man, just move with a purpose, small steps. You'll get there. Have patience, 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 and dedication and discipline.
Ugh. You nailed it. You nailed it right there, Carl. I think everybody in this day and age wants instant gratification and instant results. And unfortunately, that's just not the way it works. But yeah, you summed it up really well. Move with a purpose from October 11th, 2019. I think Carl said he might give this a redraw in the next week or two. So check that out if you haven't. And hey, before Carl wraps it up, please, if you're enjoying these podcasts, two things. One, please leave us a review. The reviews are what helps spread the word. This podcast is growing week over week. So we appreciate your continued listenership. But if you can, leave us a review on Apple or wherever you listen. And secondly, please don't hesitate to check out our Patreon membership. Some really great things. If you want to get all of the drawings a day early. If you want deeper dives into the coaching queue from myself, if you want a host of other things that Carl is offering, please check it out. It's patreon.com/whiteboarddaily.
Yeah, Jason, I think about like how this podcast just started because you and I just like talking about coaching cues. And I guess it kind of came from like one of our first kind of podcasts together when you were interviewing me when I was a guest on your show for Best Hour. And I'm just so thankful to see it grow. I'm thankful for the hard work that you're putting in with the podcast knowledge and producing everything. I just enjoyed talking about stuff. But man, I'm just so thankful for the listeners that we have, the response that we've gotten so far. It really means a lot to me. I know it means a lot to you too. So yeah, just to take things out, to wrap things up for today. Again, remember, a high tide lifts all boats. So together, let's work together to raise those tides. I'm going to do my part. You do your part. And we'll be better off in the long run. So thank you again. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks again for listening to today's episode of Whiteboard Weekly. On behalf of Carl and myself, Jason Ackerman, we really appreciate the download. We really appreciate you sharing our episodes with friends, families, your box owner, your buddies at the gym, anyone that's willing to listen to us talk about all things CrossFit, all things coaching, and all things coaches development. We do this because we have an absolute love and passion for it, and we hope that you can tell that through our talking and through each episode. If you haven't already, please feel free to leave us a review on any podcast platform. It goes a long way in helping us spread the word. Once again, thanks again for listening.